Hey.
Yeah.
And Meredith.
It's about the pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast. Sorry, I'm dying because Meredith can't.
My dad just popped his head in, wanted to hang out. Not doable, Dad. We're recording.
All I heard was, Dad, I'm about to record. Sorry. So unprofessional.
Oh, man. What a time to be alive in my household. I have the basement. So I have the hangout. So we always say, like, welcome to my my nice little condo or, you know, studio apartment. But it's freaking massive because it's a basement that looks like a sports bar or a college frat room.
Ooh, that's exciting. I'm also in my parents' basement. Look at us, Meredith.
Oh, man.
Back where we started.
Living the adult dream.
Check us out, the Geek Nerdy Podcast Network, along with a bunch of other podcasts. We always listen to Challenged One. The challenge has been kind of sucky this year. I don't know what you think, Meredith, but...
Listen, I had high hopes for it. I'm hoping it'll get better, but I thought the format was going to be cool, but it's not really that cool.
Yeah, it's not that cool, but I always find the Challenge podcast hosts super hilarious because they just make fun of everyone, which is like what I want to do. So 100% listen to them. Also, be sure to subscribe to the podcast. Rate us. We're at 24 ratings, Meredith.
Listen, we'll extend it through... the reunions, there's a secret revealed. We got 4 more weeks and we just need 1 more, guys. And be nice to us.
If it could be 5 stars, that would be grand. Because we did also leave a review, but like, can you only leave 5 stars until this season ends? Because we know it's boring because this season is boring. So like, we're boring, but
we know the audio sucks. We are
working
on it. Once the season's over, we're going to kick it off with season 1 and we're going to do some research, we promise.
Yeah. Here's what happened, guys. We really did buy 2 mics and we thought they worked fine. But then we figured out that my mic was broken. So then we started using 1 mic, which worked for a while. But then quarantine happened and we both moved back in with our parents.
And then I moved and so it's currently packed up and now we're just chit-chatting on the phone like 2 great friends.
Go easy on us. We will figure it out. Stop leaving us reviews about the audio. At this point, I roll my eyes because we get it.
We appreciate it, but we know, and we're just procrastinating the fixing of it.
Which it will. Meredith is sending me the microphone. She has her brothers. We will get it fixed. Yes. And
It'll
be better. Just give us a freaking second, okay? Quarantine, everyone should have a learning curve. Understand? I started that review, so I don't have to stare at it. And instead, Meredith, I'm going to look at our Facebook group. You want to know why?
Why?
Because this week, we had 2 new members.
Woo.
And not only did we get 2 new members, but they both gave us opinions.
Heck yes, that's what we like to see from our new members. Now we just need some of our OG members to step it up. Like, where the heck is Chris then?
Chris left one a few weeks ago saying that Jack is just the worst, that's all. Which, like, I think Chris is just, like, another one of us because we have the same thoughts.
We love Chris because he gives us some group things, tells us exactly what we want to hear. But we need some people like us who like Jax and Brittany, maybe some Kristen lovers.
Yeah, give it to us. But our Facebook group is the same name as the podcast, so if you're listening to the podcast, you have the Facebook group name. But Andrea, I'm not sure, I'm so sorry, let me know, give me the phonetic spelling, but she had some thoughts on last week's episode. Meredith posted the podcast icon. And I commented Justice for Sheena because anyone that's listening knows where I stand now. And Andrea agreed. She said, yes, I can't believe that the editor admitted to all of that. She clearly thinks that she's untouchable. And I was like, yes, I get it. I was so into it. I wanted to call this girl immediately. She went on to say, I know Sheena makes it easy sometimes, but making her look like an actual pedophile with Nikolai was so inappropriate.
So weird. Yeah.
Right? And I totally understand Sheena's frustration. If you don't follow her outside the show, you wouldn't know she has anything else going on. You right. You are right. That is why we must support Sheena.
It's weird because, like, I, you know, just like everybody else, I follow on social media, and you're like, with, like, Instagram stories, you kind of, like, watch some every once in a while. Like, it's hard to get to everybody these days, especially during quarantine, because everybody's posting everything all the time. And it's hard to keep up with Sheena. She really does have a lot going on. Like, I know she was in Vegas for a while, so I kind of tuned out, and she's really doing the most. I mean, Stassi gets so much praise all the time for, like, everything she's doing, and it always airs on TV, too. So it's kind of sad that she's not getting the same respect.
Oh, I know. But love Sheena. I started to watch her, like, a video on her YouTube channel just to, like, you know, educate myself on Sheena, but I got super bored super fast. So I love you, Sheena, but I'm not interested in you making out with Brock in your bed. It's just not doing it for me. I need some drama. She looks happy though, and she looks really fit. So go, Sheena.
You're proud of you, but we may not tune in.
No, sorry. I clicked on it though. That counts as a view, right? Maybe I'll just click and then like skip to the end so she gets the YouTube stuff.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, Meredith, are you mixing it up, or are you still scared of Quarantine 15?
I'm not mixing it up. I've been really trying hard to not drink during the week because I feel like I really hit the bottle hard early in quarantine. So I'm trying to calm it down now. I'm trying to just do weekends. But we did have my niece's first birthday on Sunday, and we did a little parade and gave out bottles of margaritas, and we made specialized labels. And I felt like that was so sad to say happy first birthday on a bottle of margaritas.
She doesn't know.
We still have like 20 of them left over. So it's been a lot of restraint on my part to not take an entire bottle every night.
I mean, good for you. I'm still super sober. But once I move into my apartment on Saturday, I'll probably start drinking with my roommate a lot.
We're going to definitely mix it up during the reunion because I have loads to say, and I hope all the questions I'm thinking are being asked. It's a three-part reunion, so they better go for Jax is all I'm saying.
Ooh. Guys, I haven't run this past Meredith, but so my roommate used to watch Vanderpump, and she stopped, which at like a really good season, I think it was like season 3 or 4, she stopped for some reason, which is like when I became hooked. But when we go back and start from the beginning with season 1, I might make her rewatch it with me and give me her thoughts.
Ooh,
then it's just not us two.
I'm on board.
Cool. Oh, well, we get into this episode. What do you think?
It was okay. I know we had like a Facebook, someone in the Facebook group post that they didn't even realize it was the finale, and if I didn't know it was the finale, I wouldn't have known it either. Like, it definitely wasn't a finale episode. I'm happy we got a lot of conversations out of people, but they weren't as juicy as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, sometimes I got really excited because I was like, oh my god, this is going to go somewhere, and then it kind of like a balloon, it just like blew out, and I was like, oh, never mind.
Like, oh, cool, it's fine. That had some real potential, but I feel like that's this whole season. It had some real potential, but it just never really got there.
Oh, no worries, because I'm about to do the previously on this season of Vanderpump Rules. So we'll hit all the hot nuts. All right. Brittany and Jax got married.
Ugh. Boo.
I'm going to stop after all these, and you can just make one sound effect. That would be awesome. Stassi and Bo got engaged.
Oh, so happy.
Lisa and Ken and Tom and Tom are going to expand Tom Tom.
Pumped.
James drunkenly degrades her towel, so he went to AA.
Oh, so happy for him.
Dana was in a love triangle with Brett and Max, and Brett proclaimed that he doesn't like Dana.
I still have mixed feelings about this.
Kristen is with Carter and then without Carter, and Katie and Stassi are done with it.
Again, so many mixed feelings. I just don't even know where to begin with that. So many mixed feelings.
Jax is constantly mad at Sandoval and decides to rage text everyone for no reason.
The worst.
Sandoval has his own pool party to upstage Jack's, and Katie is super into it.
What a time. Oh, so much FOMO.
And Jack has completely melted down, and he's going back to his old ways.
I just can't.
Whatever. I know, it's like, whatever.
I, like, can't. He all this episode, he was just like, I don't care. And my biggest no-no is I hate when people say they don't care, but then they continue to complain about something. Like, you obviously care about it. And that's how I feel about this. I want to say I don't care, but, like, I can just only complain about him.
Same. So let's get into the complaining, shall we?
Let's do it. It's my favorite hobby is complaining about reality TV.
So we'll start off at Sir. Brayna.
Mm-hmm. We apparently have a new character.
Oh, first couple names. Okay, Brett
we
and
are
Dana.
Sober.
And Dana are talking at the bar. You know, casually, Brett asks Dana how the pool party was, and Dana vice versa. It's fine because they went to different ones. So then we get into the meat and potatoes. Dana wants to make sure that the two of them are good because the last time they were together, it was the dinner after Dana's comedy show.
So much yelling at that. At that
I still don't know what happened. I'm still like, what?
Yeah, I mean, they, like, pretty much clear the air and say they're both good, which this reinforced my disdain for Dana setting up these relationships because I'm like, okay, this really is just a storyline because nobody would just, like, if she actually liked Brett in some fashion, like, even if it was just very mild feelings, like, if somebody screamed at a dinner table that they had zero feelings for you, that would agitate you a little bit. Even
yeah,
just
right?
The embarrassment of it. Like,
I think this relationship's completely fake and the most boring thing I've ever seen. Like, I don't like Max particularly right now, but I would fucking rather see Dana and Max together because Brett is, like, the most boring vanilla bro I've ever had to watch on my TV.
Right? It's like, it could have been literally, this whole season can be described in this one little phrase that it could have gone somewhere, but it just completely collapsed. Like, it just never got there.
But then they're both, like, mad at Sheena for getting involved. And
okay.
I get it. But at the same time, that's the only part of this that I like.
I know, but, like, I hate that Sheena gets... This is just Sheena, though. She gets involved in things that are... She really shouldn't get involved in because, obviously, like,
yeah.
The way this season has been set up, we all know it's, like, edited weird against Sheena, but the way the season has been set up is that she likes Max, and she likes Brett, and, like, Dana goes after them, and so it's like, Sheena, why are you getting involved in this, like, love square now? Like, why do you ask them 8,000 questions and, like, yell at them all dinner?
Yeah, so then we have, like, Brett and Sheena are typing in their orders, and Sheena, of course, is like, hey, you mad at me? And they start, like, kind of talking. Also, really quick, so there's the camera, right? And it's, like, looking at them both typing in their orders. And you just see a store worker, like, start to walk that way. And then he sees the camera and turns back around. And I rewound this three times. It was so funny. It was, like, a really quick, like, oh, you're filming. Like, oh, sorry.
Bye.
I wouldn't be that. I would be that dude. I'd be like, oh, absolutely not. I'm not getting
No, involved. Because that means you actually work there.
But they start talking, and then Dana, like, rolls through, which, like, I gotta give it. She just kind of drops, you know, what she's feeling. I kind of like it, but she's basically like, Sheena, you are all over in our business. I don't appreciate you getting involved. Get out of here.
Yeah.
The music video comes up again.
I love that part because she was like, when I said I would suck your dick, it was just a joke. Like,
I joke like that all the time. My guy friends, I'm always hey, what's up? Do you want me to suck your dick?
Yeah, can I pay you for those drinks? Like, no, thank you.
I don't need money, but I have my mouth.
Do you need your wallet? No, don't worry. I have other ways.
But whatever, nothing gets solved because Sheena's basically like, Max is still hurt. And Brett's like, but he fucked five girls. And then we get a quick Peter sighting where he's like,
I love that man.
Peter,
he was like, whoa. And that's just like him actually working, like, whoa.
I know. And I think they tried to make it look like he was listening in on the conversation, but you were nowhere near this conversation.
Yeah.
But we got Peter.
No, I loved it.
And then Dana says that Max is a sex addict, which I don't think he's a sex addict, because the best way to get over someone is to get under someone else. That's
exactly.
Not true, but it's the same. I got to admit, freshman year of college, my boyfriend broke up with me and I hooked up with two guys that week. It just happens, okay? It doesn't mean Max has moved on. It just means that he's fucking, you know?
Well,
those
he just
aren't unrelated.
He just, listen, he's a fuckboy. We already know that. So that's his normal behavior if he's not in a relationship. He actually was pretty decent to Dana, so it's not like he's that bad of a guy, but he's single and he's doing whatever he wants.
Yeah, he's genuinely upset that Dana has found feelings for someone else, so he's going to try. As Dana said, Max is trying to fill the hole in his heart by filling the holes of a bunch of other women.
Yes.
Exactly.
She
but
knows.
It's not in the bad way that Dana and Brett make it out to be.
No, it's really not that big of a deal. It only is a big deal because then he gets mad at her. That's the only reason it's a big deal.
Yeah, he shouldn't get mad. Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Speaking of Max, the next scene is at Villa Rosa, and it's Max's first time with Schwartz.
Wow. What an honor.
I know. And Lisa, Schwartz, so they walk into the house.
Soak it up. I love it. He's like, just stop and smell the roses. Like, just really enjoy your time here. Savor the experience.
I love when Max and Schwartz are in the kitchen, and Lisa walks in, and Schwartz looks at her and goes, hi, I missed you.
Do you remember that time that, like, she put her bra in his bag, and he was like, I'm going to keep this forever, and Katie's like, what the fuck?
No, Katie's like, no, can you stop? That's his elevator. What is it called, like an elevator pass?
No,
that's
hall
it.
Pass, not an elevator.
But, no, but
that's
it's like when you get
pass.
Stuck with someone in an elevator, would you have sex with them?
Oh, I think, okay, I see what you're saying.
But, like, yeah, hall pass, too. But if he got stuck in an elevator with Lisa.
Hall oh, for sure. And I don't think Katie would really be that upset. I don't think Katie would be that upset.
I'm thinking of the game that you play where it's like, if you were stuck with me in an elevator, would you hook up with me? Versus you're like, that's just a hall pass. Yeah, okay, whatever, his elevator
what
pass.
What game?
You've never played that? It's like, your significant other, it's like you have three people that you can hook up with if you're stuck with them in an elevator. Usually they're famous, but.
I mean, Lisa's famous, so it works.
Yeah,
but no, I've never played this game.
Oh, my God. It gets saucy when you play it in, like, a boy-girl group.
Oh.
It, like, really hurts your feelings if you don't want, if, like, that person doesn't want to sleep with you. And then you're like, fuck, why not?
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah, it gets saucy. What did you do in high school?
I don't know. Not play this game.
Okay,
kicked around a soccer ball.
We need to get back to this.
Threw a frisbee, you know, the normal thing.
I hate myself. So we discussed the Hollywood Reporter shoot that's going to happen at TomTom on Monday. And we get a fun flash to Sir photo shoots when everyone looks so good and tan and young.
I know. I think this one is fun because, like, there's a few people in every restaurant. We're, spoiler alert, we're going to get Vegas Sheena to come out, which is great. The best drama probably from this entire episode, Vegas Sheena again. but I think it's a cool shoot. I was really excited about this.
Yeah. James is DJing. So I'm so excited. And then we discussed the dueling pool parties.
Oh,
Yeah, we all know what happened. Schwartz went to Tom's, and Brittany and Mala went after Katie. Max didn't go to either because he was just kind of, like, over it, I think, at this point.
Yeah, he was like, I'm just tired of seeing Dana and Brett and just talking about it all, so I just skipped it. And I was like, you're the smartest one. Smartest one there.
Honestly, yeah, this was, like, a really adult decision.
I agree. But the boys do promise Lisa that there will be no drama at the Hollywood, like, Reporter party, which, let's see how long that lasts.
Bullshit.
Why even ask that question?
She swear her. Did you see that? She was like, how about his pinky? And Lisa's like, no.
We don't pinky swear, Tom.
So weird. So then we go to the spa. Ariana's going to get a scalp, and Tom is going to get a facial.
This looked so enjoyable. I was, like, so jealous.
I know. I'm just really quick going to say, Ariana gets this thing. Does this work? Because I want one. First, I want someone to massage me. But then I want someone to move my cellulite to my butt.
The lady, but she was just, I don't think it moves it to your butt. I think she was like, those cells are moving. And I think it's like it fills in the little, like, bumps, the little dimples.
Oh, my God. I love this.
Either way, it looked, like, fun to sit there and have somebody massage your legs in your butt. Like, what an enjoyable experience. Yeah, but it's weird to, like, see people touching other people these days. Do you ever, like, notice that?
Yeah.
Especially
I'm always, like,
world right
social
now.
Social distance, please.
Yeah.
But really quick, though, Ariana, we see her in, like, her underwear, and she looks fucking fantastic.
I know. I was literally thinking, she has a really good butt.
She's so beautiful. Anyway, Ariana and Tom start discussing the drama of Jack, and Ariana says she texted Brittany this morning and explained that she loves Brittany, but not everyone has the same level of patience for Jack.
Which I think, like, Ariana always, I think, is very good in the way she speaks, because it's like, because whenever they were at the Covenant House, I think that's what it's called. You've made me think that it's called so many other things.
Covenant?
But Covenant, I think it's, I don't know what it's called anymore, but whenever they went
Covenant?
To that.
Yes.
When they went to.
Volunteer.
Yeah. she was like, I'm sorry you're caught in the crossfires, but this isn't about you. Like, this is Jax's fault. Like, she's very good at being like, I love you, and I'm sorry that your husband has caused this, but, like, I cannot put up with him anymore.
Yeah, and Tom's like, Jax is an adult, and he needs to act like one. Fucking especially when he's sober. This has all happened when Jax has been sober.
I know. That one, whenever he was rage texting everybody, it was, like, the morning.
I know.
Like, I don't understand how everybody else goes and, like, picks up trash, and you're rage texting everybody.
So Tom says a few things that I, like, really need to hit on. First is that he says Jax expects you to be invested in everything he's doing in life, which is true, even this pool party. And two, he mentions the big slide that they had. Did anyone use that slide? Because no one was in the pool at Jax's pool party.
No, somebody did, because I remember there was Stassi was standing on the other side of the pool, and it was, like, the pool so narrow that, like, she got splashed with water, and I was like, that kind of looks miserable.
It was probably, like, one of the producers or the guys that were serving drinks, because no one else was wet.
Nobody else was there. Yeah, nobody was there to have fun and hang out in the pool.
And then Ariana tells Sandoval that Stassi was making fun of her no furniture house. At the time, it's Stassi. We find out later it wasn't Stassi. But at this time, it's Stassi.
That was interesting. And Tom was like, I think it's a joke. And Ariana agrees, but just isn't. She's kind of tired of
funny.
These, like, cute, mean joke comments. Like, it's not it's not funny. Whenever I invite people over, I always have food for you. I always have food for you, so why are you upset? Like, why do you care?
I agree. And she says it's not cute to be mean. And I was like, that's right, girl. Go enjoy your spa day.
Yeah, because every, like, little joke or jab, like, is rooted in some truth, you know? Like, sometimes these, like, comments, they really do hurt, because you kind of know they're right a little bit, but it's Ariana's house. Let her live the way she wants to. She's not upset by it.
Exactly. But then we get to see Randall and Mala's house really quick.
Oh my gosh, this is great. I actually really enjoyed this.
I know. So Stassi comes over, and Mala's trying to be, like, a really nice housewife. which we get a flash of her and Randall arguing about if the toothbrushes should be out on the counter or not. I put my toothbrushes out on the counter. Do you not?
It depends. Like, in my old apartment, my sink was really tiny, so I had to put it up behind the mirror. And now my 4-year-old nephew's a menace, so I have to put it away.
okay.
But normally I wouldn't. Like, yeah, if I just had countertop space, no, I would not put it away.
Yeah, right? So maybe it's just like a rich people thing. But Randall's rich and he leaves his toothbrushes. I don't know. I was wondering if this was a thing that people thought about.
I think people really, like, there's certain people who, like, really clean spaces and everything to have a place, especially nowadays, like, with all the, like, home edit organizing books, like, people like their, like, things to be really clean and neat, so I think that's just a big trend.
Whatever, you like, in the 90s.
Yeah, in the 90s, everybody put their toothbrush on the countertop.
The 90s were wild. We were touching everyone.
What a...
Leaving our toothbrushes out.
Dude, that was 2019.
But, so Stassi's already here at Lala's. Brittany comes over, and then Katie walks in, and I immediately was like, drama.
I know, I'm like, this is awkward.
So, Brittany is usually the type to sweep it under the rug, which she does. But the girls all go outside to look at this really nice fucking view that Lala and Randall pay for. Because God knows a poor person can't get that view. Me.
Heck no, I'm in a basement.
But then Katie brings up Kristen at Sandoval's pool party and, like, Carter, and they were giving her dirty looks. And Stassi says that Kristen was texting her shit during the party, which I got the text because I was like, fuck this bitch.
What did it say?
You're right about one thing, Stassi. You're not my friend. Thrive and talk all the shit you want because it doesn't matter. Boom.
You know, that was just, like, a drunk text that kind of just went in a circle. Like,
it was like, I owned Stassi.
And I was Stassi being like, nobody uses the word thrive. But I love that Katie, like, obviously things are awkward with Brittany, so I love that she, like, brings up the beef that they all share in common, which is Kristen. It's like, okay, we can be friends again because we all need to bitch about Kristen.
Yeah, exactly. But then Lala is like, I have to respect Lala. She brings up the shit no one wants to talk about. And she goes to Katie. She's like, so we're all good, right? And Katie seems like iffy, but she's like, it's fine. And then Brittany gets all petty. And she's like, I think it got petty and blown up. And I don't know why Jax was blamed for anything. And
this
Katie's
was ridiculous.
Like, you gotta be fucking kidding.
Yeah, Katie's like, you're the one who did this. Like, you came at me and said, like, I have to be understanding just because I rage texted in the past. When I rage text, I have a reason. It's basically what she said. She was like, Jack didn't have a reason for this.
All I'm
Which
saying is that Katie should be more understanding because she rage texts all the time, so she should be sympathetic towards Jack.
Here's what I was thinking is like, okay, I think that could be true if, like, Katie wasn't involved in any of it. Like, because, like, they just, like, go off on her, and, like, I feel like everybody always does this to Katie, where it's like, well, you've been mean in the past, and it's like, okay, that doesn't mean I can't be upset about you being mean now. You know, like, same thing with, like, the James stuff last season. It was like, well, Katie, you've gone off on people. Like, shouldn't you be understanding? And she's like, okay, I get that. Like, yeah, I've made mistakes, but I'm allowed to be upset about this now, too. Like, I've learned from it. I've apologized for those moments, but I get to be upset about you doing it to me now, too.
Yes, because other people were upset when, like, Katie did it. And I do think she got her own. There was a solid 2 seasons where, like, I didn't like Katie, and no one liked Katie, and she was getting, like, death threats on Instagram. That wasn't from me, by the way, but, like, other people were sending her, like,
did not participate.
Death threats. That was a little much, but I was like, she kind of fucking paid for it, you know? Like, Jack can fucking suck it up, and these are his friends. They're not sending him death threats. They're basically being like, we're going to throw our own pool party because you uninvite us if we do the smallest thing wrong. If we breathe in your direction wrong, you decide to uninvite us, so we're, like, kind of fucking over it.
It's like, I can't handle you right now, so I'm going to peace out from our friendship.
And
so I'll have sex and do another party.
I fucking hate Brittany. This bitch is like, well, Sandoval's never being invited to anything I do again. But my favorite was Katie, and she just looks at her and goes, okay.
Yeah. Well, it's like, so you're just, he's never allowed ever at your house ever again. Seriously, like, we're going to go that petty? Like, you and Jax are meant for each other then.
Yeah, honestly. And then Katie says, there's one person to blame, and it's Jax. And I'm going to, like, block him from my life.
And she tells, like, Brittany that, like, this didn't start as a spiteful thing. This started because everybody pretty much got uninvited. And he was like, well, I have a pool. Like, we can all hang out then still. Like, everybody just come here. Like, if everybody hadn't been uninvited, he literally uninvited, like, 5 people. So, yeah, they're all going to hang out then because they're the ones banned from your house.
Exactly. And I respect Katie for being like, if this is the kind of toxic man that Jax is going to be, I'm going to block him. And then everyone's like, no, Katie, don't do that. And I was like, Katie, stick to your fucking guns. But then Brittany,
Jax,
of course,
is a piece
like,
of shit.
Brittany's like, he's trying to fix it. And please remember that this is my husband, so have some respect.
Oh, God, like, F you. Why doesn't he have respect
for
any of his friends?
Honestly, I'm not going to respect someone who doesn't respect me. I don't care who he's dating.
Yeah,
100%. That's like it.
And whoever also, she said he was trying to fix it, but every time he apologizes, he usually starts yelling at them more, so I don't really understand how he's fixed it.
He's fucking sorry that they made him do this. That's like all I get from Jax. It's like, you've made me do this. I'm handicapped. Which he literally fucking said.
Remember when he invited Sandoval to be back in the wedding and then was like, I didn't actually mean that apology. It's just everybody made me say that.
Remember when he fucking made me do it? He's ridiculous. This man has the emotional capacity of a 12-year-old. That's
anyways,
it. And Brittany's there right with him.
On to bigger and better things like James.
Yeah. This was amazing. This was the content I want.
I know.
Ready?
His mom comes over. It's cute.
We
I was a little nervous,
I know. We flashed to, like, their messy-ass relationship of her yelling at him before, and then he's, like, on the phone yelling at her, and his mom was a mess. We can all agree,
I know,
right?
Because his parents, I believe both his parents, but definitely his mom has substance abuse issues as well. His parents got divorced, and so that was messy, like, just there's financial issues, you know, like he's supporting them. Like, what a whirlwind of events that's been going on, especially the last year. But James said his mom has been sober for 6 months now, and he's been sober for 45 days.
This is amazing. And they cheers with water, but James's mom is like, you can't cheers with water, which I was like, I thought you could.
Yeah, it's supposedly bad luck, but I love that he was like, so I'm never going to get a cheers again?
And then we find out that his mom's had a double vasectomy.
I know, like, how crazy. She said she gave the whole story about how because she got sober, she got a job, and thank God she had a job because then they found cancer, and she was able to have health insurance to kind of take care of it, and, like, have the surgery. But what?
She's okay.
What a terrifying experience. Like, I would not be sober after that.
I know, but, like, I'm so honestly proud of her and James because that's amazing. I'm so happy she's like doing well. She looks a lot better on camera because before she clearly was like high or something.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, she looks so good. And I love that whenever her and James were talking, she was like, you're very lucky, like your parents will never or your kids will never have to see you drunk, like like relish in this, like this is so good for you. And he was like, I credit all to Raquel, like I couldn't have done this without her.
Oh my God, he owes everything to her. This is
I love how they treat each other. Like later Raquel in the episode was just like, oh my God, you turn me on so much. And I was like,
I'm so excited. I have like a paragraph on that. But so he's DJing a tom-tom tonight. We're already on Monday. At the Hollywood Day. Hollywood Reporter, is that it? We're already Monday.
Reporter Party.
Got it. And he tells his mom how he got his DJ gigs back, and he wants his Tuesday nights back at Sarah, which, okay, do you remember, he did See You Next Tuesdays.
Yes.
And then he got fired, so Katie took it over for Girls Night. But is Girls Night dead now? Like, is there just not on Tuesdays?
I think so because I think last season Katie like talked about it because James got really upset because then like nothing like it died and she was like, I mean, it's like a lot of work, and he was like, yeah, I know, like I worked my ass off.
Yeah, well, James, I love you. I wish nothing but the best for you.
I agree. Here's to your
so now,
sobriety.
Now let's go home shopping with Stassi and Bo.
This made me so excited, but then I also couldn't tell if the house they were looking at was the one they bought. And I don't think it is.
I don't think it is, but also, do you remember when I gave that whole synopsis on the podcast that had Stassi on it?
Yes.
And she talked about this, how people were, like, in so much shock that she was buying the home. And she was like, no one ever blinks an eye when the husband buys
home. I think Randall probably owns the home that him and Lala live in.
Exactly. And, like, I can tell you right now that my dad put more money down in this home than my mom did, that they have. Like, no one bats an eye. And Stassi was, like, really pissed about it on the podcast that she was talking about. And she's like, I don't understand why we can't just have equality. I clearly make more than Bo. So, like, I'm going to pay for more. Like, that's just how it goes.
The way he handled that was great. He's like, I'm not capable of throwing down that much money. Like, look at the Miss Ryder. Owns, like, has her podcast. Yeah, like, has so much going for her. Like, she has the type of money to put down a down payment, but that doesn't mean they're not going to build their life together. It just means that she has more income to actually finance their life right now. But, like, he gives her, like, emotional support. Like, there's other ways he adds to their relationship.
Yeah, and I think it's, like, it's not that he's not going to put any money down, but he's going to put less money down. And I think the way Bo, you know, handles it's fantastic. He's not even remotely concerned. This is a $2 million mm-hmm. house, and he just doesn't have that much savings. And I'm sure if he was, you know, if Bo was dating someone else who happened to make less, they would just get a smaller house. But Stassi wanted a $2 million house. So Bo was like, okay, whatever. But
because she does have the money, it's like, well, let's get the house will probably be in forever. Like, they're thinking about school, asking the questions that they might not be important to them right now, but will be, like, important 5-10 years down the road.
I know, but really quick, this house is 4-bedroom, 5-bath, 3,000 square foot. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. I just had to be, like, someone who can't afford this.
And then the price tag of $2 million, I was like, and now the third in L.A., like, calm down.
I'm really happy, though, that they're not getting the same house as everyone else. And I love how they show side by side of everyone else's houses.
This is what I love about Stassi. She, like, just does her own thing. And I really love that she, like, can be, like, eclectic or, like, just she loves her own style and, like, really follows her own path. And, you know, she doesn't need a new build. She's like, I want some Hollywood charm.
Exactly. But then I start discussing the TomTom party later because the photo shoot's happening as they're house shopping. And she reminisces on her photo shoots when she was hot and naked in all of them.
I love that.
She was. She was super hot.
I know. Not that she's not now, but it's like so weird to see her as like, what was she, 23?
It was crazy. I loved the surf photo shoot. I loved that episode.
Especially the ones at like Lisa's house. Those were great. Remember when they got that pink car?
Oh yeah.
Always parked out front of Sir. Wow, what a time.
Also, she talks about the one, I think it was season 2, when Jack and Tom have to pose together, and it was right after everyone found out that Jack slept with Kristen. So
I think it's season 3 because I think that Kristen drama happened season 2.
Oh. Yeah, but then the photo shoot, right, would have happened immediately after because this was all still new. I mean, we'll go back and watch it. Like, we'll find out sooner or later, but.
Yeah, very true. We'll do our research.
But
also, like, they talk about how Jack apparently doesn't want to go to the TomTom party, like, after the shoot, which is classic Jack. Like, if it's not about him, he's not about it.
A fucking barf. But let's go to the TomTom Hollywood Reporter photo shoot. I say TomTom because it's at TomTom. But it's everywhere.
Yeah. So first we pop over to the garden.
Oh, that's right. We see the garden.
We see the mock-up. That was beautiful.
Nick the designer is back.
Loved it.
He randomly pops up. He cracks me up. So Meredith,
was he in Vegas for the suite?
Yes. Yeah. No. Yes. For the suite, and I think he helped design TomTom. Like, when Lisa took the Toms to that weird meeting that they were, like, drunk at, I think that was Nick.
Yeah.
Are the Toms going to invest in the garden?
They say that they wish Lisa would have brought the check so they could rip them up because they're in.
Is it the garden at Tom Tom or the garden of Tom Tom?
The garden at Tom Tom, I believe.
Okay. That's what I thought, but then I heard of, and I was like, either way, I kind of like it. So,
I don't know why, but I thought it was going to be an outdoor area, but it's a garden inside.
Me too. Yeah, I don't know, but if we're ever allowed to go to L.A., L.A. County right now is, like, shut down completely, but if they ever let us back, we'll go.
Yeah, we'll bar hop. We'll take loads of pictures. We'll drink all the drinks.
I can't wait. But it's time for the photo shoot.
Okay, one thing. I don't know if you ever watched any previews for this, like the week leading up. A lot of them were touting that, like, one person may not be in the shoot. So I was like, okay, taking rigorous notes of, like, who's there, what's going on. And then it just kept jumping with all the people that I was like, whatever, I'm giving up on this.
It was Jax. He was almost not in the shoot. Spoiler. Ugh. But, yeah, I, like, started to write down people who were here. Like, I have Brett, Ariana,
but it was everybody.
Charlie, Katie Schwartz, Sandoval, Lala, Brittany. But then Vegas, Sheena walked through, and my mind went other ways.
Yeah,
she walked through, and Max legitimately is like, fuck.
Yeah, he's like, oh, hey, how are you?
I'm gonna get that flash to him when he woke up next to her and fucking Lisa FaceTimed him and he answered. And what's her name? Kara? We should call her like Kara or whatever, but I'm gonna call her Vegas Sheena.
I literally wrote the same thing, Vegas Sheena.
I can't. So then Sheena and Vegas Sheena hug and they literally look the same.
I know. She was like, we're like sisters. I was like, also, oh Lord, we don't need two of you.
So I recently, as you know, followed Sheena, and she fucking has pictures with this bitch because Sheena lived in Vegas. Yeah, it was in her story, too. That's what made me go creeping. But she posted an old pic of, like, her and Vegas Sheena and was like, oh, my God, I can't wait till we can go out again or whatever it was. I have no idea. I don't remember. But Vegas Sheena was tagged, so I went creeping, and I was like, who is this bitch? And then I was
she probably hung out with her just, like, going to Vegas. Because when Sheena lived there, it wasn't when Vanderpump in Vegas was open, I don't think.
I don't know, but they're friends. Like, they're actually, they hang out.
That, okay, all I'm going to say is Vegas Sheena seemed a little thirsty for the camera. That's all I'm going to say on
super
that.
Super thirsty. But... So Randall is going to come to the party. We're all so excited. Jax is only going to go for an hour, though, because, like,
oh my God,
it's Jax. I said that I don't think that Jax should even honestly be invited. Or Brittany, for that matter.
I agree. I agree, because if you're upset with one of the owners, then why the hell are you here?
Yeah, fucking get out. If I was an owner, I'd literally be like, if you're just going to bring, like, bad vibes and a horrible attitude, just don't even come. You're uninvited to my party. Go throw
your
own. Yeah,
because it's not like it's just like a random ad at Tom Tom. It's their 1 year anniversary party. So if you're not celebrating them, get the fuck out.
Agreed.
But did you notice Jax? Okay, so Lala asks how, like, Jax is with the guys. Like, are you and the Tom's friends? And he's like, of course, me and Schwartz, we're buddies, we're best friends, whatever. And then he's like, and me and Tom, like, yeah, we're great. And Lala was like, oh, really? And he was like, why would we have a problem? I was like, are you
I don't,
kidding?
Like,
you're the one who has had the problem.
Delusional. Absolutely delusional, because Sandoval would forgive him in a second if he just, like, owned up to what he did. Also,
yeah.
Does he think that Schwartz would ever pick, like, himself over Sandoval? Because Schwartz would pick Sandoval in a second.
I agree, because, I mean, not only because they're business partners, but they're, like, they're twins, you know? Like,
they're best friends. Like, you want to talk best friends? It's them. But we find out that James and Lala are going to play their new song, which I've listened to, and it's lit.
I am so happy. I feel like this, we've come full circle. The music's back. Like, everybody's accepting James. And, like, this is the finale, that everybody is accepting James again. That's the point of it.
Everything else didn't matter. We're just happy that James is fine.
It's just filler. Everybody just needs to know James is back. DJ James Kennedy is here to stay.
this was another one of my favorite moments coming up. Ariana comes through and straight up is like, can I talk to Jax? Which I was like, fuck yeah, because any other girl would have asked to talk to Brittany, but she's going straight to the cancer. She's like, I'm over it.
And I like that she, like, wants to talk to him alone. So, like, Brittany's and all defending him and, like, just yelling out over her. It's like,
no Tom Sandoval.
One. Yep.
It's going to be Ariana, who doesn't like Jax, and Jax, who doesn't like Ariana. So they can lose nothing in this situation. But,
yeah, she walks over. Jax says, yeah, and is like, hey, it's so awkward at the beginning. They're just like,
oh, I know, I loved it.
But Ariana kind of talks to her about, like, what, or talk to him about what's going on, and Jax leaves out as upset as Brittany, and Q Jax is complaining. He's such a girl.
I know, that freak out was so fucking ridiculous. Jax was like, I wasn't even mad, and I was like, you were clearly fucking mad.
I think he might be bipolar.
I think he has multiple personality disorders. Should we just self-diagnose him? Because he really does have issues.
I know. I, like, wish he actually cared about his issues.
His health. Yeah. But Ariana, class act that she is, she's like, I hate that Brittany's put in this position. And then they bring up the Tom and Stassi issue.
Well, hold on. He was, like, talking over during that, while she was saying that. She was like, I'm so sad that Brittany was sad and that she was put in that position. He starts talking over her, and she goes, by your actions. Like, I was like, oh.
He's so good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they bring up the Tom and Stassi thing. I think Jax says that Tom did the same thing to Stassi, and Ariana's like, what are you fucking talking about? This is not the same thing.
No, because...
And also, they've worked it out.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, he rage texted. That's true. It's the same way Katie has rage texted before. But they do one person, and it's a single thing between that, like, those two people. Jax makes it, like, a group issue always.
But then gets mad when the group's involved.
Yeah, it's not like Sandoval said, like, you can't come to your own party, Stassi. Like, you're uninvited from your party. It's like,
yeah,
he was saying, like, we have issues. This isn't going to work.
And he admitted it. He was wrong. And he tried to smooth things over, though it wasn't the best apology. He genuinely tried to work things out with Stassi, just to, like, get him on a cool page, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever.
In Jax's mind, he did nothing wrong.
Jax says that Tom likes to get into other people's business, and Ariana comes back and says, the high road doesn't work with you. Like, over the years, the high road just doesn't work with Jax.
And then classic Jax, can I make a mistake? Like, am I not allowed to ever make a mistake? I was like, oh God.
Like, you make a lot of mistakes, like, towards a lot of people.
Yeah, like, you're 40 years old, I think mistakes should be rare these days.
And I love Jax is like, and I'll probably make more mistakes. And Ariana goes, I know you will.
Yeah. Like, that's inevitable. And she was like, they're not, like, I loved her interview part where she was like, they're not mistakes anymore. These are pointed choices. And this is his personality at this point.
Yeah, this is a pattern. Mm-hmm. It's not a mistake. If it was a mistake, you would learn from it.
But even better, not only are we going to talk about that issue, but Ariana's like, I'm tired of you bringing up my life. Like, you know nothing of what you're talking about. Stop talking about it.
Oh, my God. This, like, made me so mad for Ariana. So she brings up that, like, Jax tells everyone that her and Sandoval are miserable. And he's like,
we get
questions.
So many flashbacks. Yeah.
People ask me questions, so I'm going to fucking answer. And then we get
nobody
a flash to... Jack's making fun of Ariana and Tom saying they're miserable. Jack's asking Tom if he ever calls Ariana a bitch. Like, and I was like, what the fuck?
Nobody asks him those questions. Do you remember that time at Sir whenever he told Sheena? Like, Sheena never asked what he thought about Ariana and Tom, but Jax had to just say, I think they're miserable. She seems like she's always upset.
Great friend Sheena was like, don't talk about her like that. You know nothing.
Yeah.
Boom! Justice for Sheena. But then, Ariana basically says, you don't have a clue what you're talking about. Jax says he doesn't care. And Ariana says, then you cannot talk about me, and walks away. And she doesn't even like listen to Jax. He's like trying to yell back at her. And she's like, you could just not talk about me. Thanks.
Well, it's true. Like, they have never been, like, friends. Like, Ariana is friendly with him just because
she's
of
that. She's never liked Jack. Never.
Yeah, so it's like, you don't know. I love, she was like, you don't know what happens in our house. Like, you can't say we're miserable in our lives because you don't spend one-on-one time with us. Like, you may spend time with Tom and you may think he looks miserable, but that's your perception of what's going on. Like, you're not actually in their life. Like, he doesn't actually spend time with both of them.
Yeah, and I appreciate Ariana basically being like, keep my name out of your mouth and we'll stop
Heck
having
yeah.
a problem. Like, she mm-hmm. does not care if she's friends with him. And she does exactly
no.
what I think Katie should have done, where it's like, I'm not going to respect anyone that doesn't respect me. I don't care who they're dating. So
yeah, it's like, we
could
be cordial. Yeah, we don't need to be close. Like, the Jax does not need to be close with any of these ladies. That he should be cordial with them. They will always probably be cordial back, but that's not the extent of it.
But then we get Charlie. We, like, have a nice transition to Charlie talking about her swath. And I get it, because I get really bad swath. So I'm like, I'm here for Charlie. She's really grown up in this 4 times she's appeared this season.
I was confused, though. Like, why wasn't there any air conditioning?
I don't know. Because Lisa, Ken, and the Toms are really rich. They should have air conditioning, right?
Yeah, I couldn't figure out what's going on there.
I don't know, but Max and Brett decide to talk, and Max apologizes about how he's acted for the past couple of days.
Yeah. He said he just kind of disappeared, but he felt betrayed, kind of learning that after he sent his feelings to Dana, that they went, like, Dana and Brett went, like, made out, which...
they made out. Oh, my God.
I'm like, this is so eighth grade.
Oh my God, that's your second makeout boy? I'm so over it.
But Brett did say, like, hey, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were going to react this way. You know, I really thought you had moved on. But, and Max says he does not care to talk to Dana. He doesn't need to fix that relationship.
I can understand, like, you have feelings for someone, you guys break up, and it's just kind of like, I just want to be done with you, like, this, we don't need to have a relationship. But I don't know why he's mad or, like, blaming Dana, you know? Like, he ended things with her, and it's fine if you don't want to have, like, a relationship with her, but it's not her fault or anything.
I know. I, like,
right?
I totally get him being in his feelings and him saying, like, I'm upset about what happened, but, like, he seems to always go off on Dana, and it's like, okay, you chose not to be with her. You never said anything until after, like, the first makeout. And then it's like, she chose to not be with you just like you chose not to be with her. So it's time to move on. Like, you can still be upset that how everything turned out, but you can't, like, rage at her.
Exactly. So then we're, like, doing this shoot. And Jax is absolutely fucking miserable, and he's wearing, like, a blue button-up shirt. Which, like, the third colors are clearly gold and black.
Yeah,
and a little pink.
So odd. I love that one. Once I called him out, I was like, what the hell are you wearing? Like, where's your sir shirt? And both Jax and Brittany are like, he doesn't have one. He's never had one. And I'm like, how have you never have had one? Like, I understand now, like, you're so senior. Like, you, like, can... whatever the hell you want. Like, you know, most of the bartenders just show up in black. I get that. But you're not special to wear a navy shirt that does not go. How did Brittany let him walk out the door?
I'm excited to rewatch the seasons, and every time I see Jax in a sir shirt, I'm going to be like, oh, look at that one. But he has this, he says he'll wear what he wants to wear, and he doesn't like to be put on the same level as the other bartenders, which I was like, but you're still a fucking bartender at third, so you're on the same level.
Right?
Legitimately.
It's like, Lisa doesn't care about you that much to let you invest in a restaurant, so you are just a bartender.
Exactly. So then,
but like, when Sandoval goes to sir and bartend, it's like, he's just a bartender there. He's not better than anyone. When he steps into TomTom, yeah, he's leveled up, but, like, he's just a bartender at Sir, too.
He loves being a bartender. So then Brittany starts defending him and is like, no, he really doesn't have any. He doesn't have any Sir shirts. And Lisa's basically like, you need to stop defending him. I'm so fucking over it. Put on a black shirt. And he puts on a black shirt.
Yeah, she throws one at him. That black shirt, man. He looks like
he's such a brat.
Not to offend girls, but it looks like a women's shirt that he just, like, had to put on.
Yeah, put it on. We get a Peter's hiding in the picture. He made the picture, everyone. He's in the Hollywood Reporter. Go find
him. Of course,
him.
He's important in real life, just not on the reality TV show.
He was right in front of Jax, and I was like, ha-ha. You can sit behind
Jax
Peter.
Wasn't in it. I was really excited about third. I really didn't think he was going to be so upset.
I'm so over Jax. He starts freaking out again, and then he, like, yells at Brittany, and Brittany's like, he's in one of his sassy moods.
Oh, my God. She was like, after the picture, she was like, you look good, at least you look hot. And he was like, nah, I hate all this, I'm blah, blah. And I'm like, why does she take this shit from him?
I know, but Lisa's over it, because she pulls Jax aside, and she's like, what the fuck is happening with you? And Jax says he's having a bad day, but Lisa goes, you're having a bad couple of weeks.
Yep.
And Jax
and he says,
admits,
again, he gives us the whole, I'm having the best year of my life on paper, but, like, I'm not happy, which I get that. Like, yeah, there are a lot of great things happening, but you can still kind of, like, unfortunately be in a down mood or be depressed, but I feel like he doesn't take it seriously, and he gives us this dumb injury, like, example again. Like if you sprain your ankle, you use crutches and you do this. Like, my brain. And Lisa's like, your brain's not injured. Like, you need
I know,
to
I love,
focus on your wife.
Like, I get angry and I go off on people, but I'm not in charge of my own emotions. And Lisa's like, wait a second. What are you talking about? And he's like, my marriage is great. And Lisa's like, it's not going to be great if you keep acting like this. Like a fucking psycho. She doesn't say that. I say that. Over it. Should we get to the party?
Heck yeah. Let me just preface with this. I was very disappointed. I thought this party was going to be good because we always wrap up with like a party and there's usually some really good fights. And we knew there were going to be good fights because they kept touting like the friendships for years will end. Well, I mean, I'm kind of excited if these friendships end.
Yeah, honestly. But Tom and Tom roll up in their bike and sidecar, and they do their fun, like, handshake, and they're so fucking cute. Oh, best friend.
Matching suits.
Peter gets a line. He walked up to James and said, are you DJing tonight? That was it. That was my last Peter sighting, I think.
I agree.
Sassy and Sandoval have a nice hug, so I guess their shit's fine. Jack?
Yep.
And then Randall's here.
Randall and Lala. We got
Dana
in the house.
I really like Randall in this episode. I know.
I
really like Randall.
He looked pretty good. And like, sometimes he kind of looks a mess when he has, like, a lot of scruff, but he looked pretty good.
So Ariana pulls Katie aside and warns her that Kristen will be here tonight, and she's bringing Carter.
And
Katie's like, whatever.
And that they are together.
Oh, yeah.
They are together, and they are coming. And Katie is like, oh, great. Like, we all knew it.
I know. While this is happening, we get Sheena Vega, or Vegas Sheena. I wrote it backwards. Vegas Sheena and Max awkwardly talk. And she's like,
again,
I wanted
so
to
awkward.
Surprise you. I wanted to surprise you that
and
I was here.
Like,
and Max is like,
yeah,
oh, you surprised
surprise.
Me. And she's
yeah.
like, is
she's
it
like,
a bad surprise?
Surprise?
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, it's a really good surprise.
He's like, yeah, I mean, it's so fun.
And then we get Sassy and Katie talking about Kristen and Carter coming and them being exclusive. And then Kristen walks right past them and they're both like, ugh.
Okay, but Sassy puts it well. She's like, I'm just tired of all this bullshit because Kristen's been upset that we haven't been supporting her through this breakup. And like I knew it, they never fucking broke up.
Exactly. And did you see Kristen give Bo a hug?
Yes, which I'm happy. Like, they can be friends. They can be cordial at parties, especially, like, if they're both there, Sashi should let them talk.
I agree. But then it was so funny that, like, we get, and I know it was probably edited weird, but we get Kristen giving Bo a hug, And then we immediately have Katie going, "Where's Bo?" to stop.
Yeah. And I did see that.
Thought there was gonna be more drama on this, but there wasn't.
Nope.
But then
we do get Lala and James. They're talking about
they're gonna debut their song.
I couldn't wait. But Lala does say she's kind of nervous. This is the first time that James and Randall will see each other. And she's especially nervous because James was so horrible to Randall, which, I mean.
He was. It's when he called him, like, fat and whatever.
I know, but that was so early. Early in the Lala Randall, like, saga of things that it's like, aren't we past this? Like, come on.
Yeah.
James was just upset. Like, he called him fat, not that he, I mean, the Fosty thing was a little worse.
Fosty thing was hilarious, but okay. Anyway, Ariana and Stassi start talking. First, they talk about taping their boobs, which I gotta respect Ariana. She doesn't go in, like, a lot of the times she has, like, a mission, but depending on who she's talking to, she'll, like, you know, be nice.
Be friendly.
And I think in this situation, she does like Stassi, but she, like, likes her at an arm's length distance, you know? So I think she's like, let's talk about taping our boobs before we get into what I need to talk about.
Yeah, and this one isn't as serious as, like, her talk with Jax, where it's like, you need to stay out of my life. It's like, hey, I just want to bring up, like, she's very direct with people and actually tells them that she's upset with them. So it's like, hey, I heard you said this, I'm not very happy about it, and then they, like, move on.
Oh, my God, I know, but Ariana's like, listen, about this furniture. And Sassy's like, Sheena told you this? Sheena!
I love that. She's like, get your ass over here. And Sheena's like, me?
Sheena says what she thought Sassy said, where, you know, she's an adult and she doesn't want to go to somewhere where there's no furniture. But then we get the flashback. And
you
it
get
wasn't
the receipt.
Sassy. It wasn't Sassy that said anything. It was Lala.
That bitch.
Sheena fucked up, you guys. Oh, no. Justice for Sheena.
She had the content right because the words Sheena used were very close
perfect
to what, like, Lala said. But it was the wrong person. But I kind of understand why she thought Sheena said it. Or why she thought Stassi said it.
Yeah. So Stassi says, like, I didn't make the joke. I didn't do it. And Ariana chooses to believe Stassi because Stassi's totally the type own up to anything she does. Which is true.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think Stassi's, like, kind of scared of Ariana. Like, a little part of me thinks that she's like, I'm not going to fuck with this bitch because she would destroy me.
I think it's just, like, you know, like, Stassi will always go after Sheena. Like, she'll always just, like, make dumb comments about her. I think, like, Stassi respects Ariana where she doesn't, like, respect Sheena.
Yeah, true. So then, oh, my God, okay, so while they're talking, Vegas Sheena.
Oh, my God, so drunk.
Comes through. And so she starts, like, butting in, and she even says to Stassi, she's like, OOTD in the hair. And Stassi's like, what the fuck, who are you?
Well, she's like, stop talking. You guys are being, like, boring. Like, let's have fun. And they're like, no, like, this
friends.
Is serious. Like, we want to talk this out. And then I guess she, like, Vegas Sheena puts her, like, chin on Stassi's shoulder or something, but it's, like, right in there. But it didn't seem like she was saying anything more, but Danica's like, she needs to get out of the conversation, like, what the hell is going on, and walks up to her and is like, get out of here.
Okay, if it was Stassi that turned to Vegas Sheena and was like, can you get the fuck out, I would have been like, hell yeah. But who the fuck is Danica? Is she even friends with any of these people? Why does she care?
Well, it's just weird.
Just watch
like,
it.
All of it is happening from Danica's perspective. She's literally, like feet away from them just watching it all. So it's, like, it's not like Stassi had been, like, can you please, like, leave me alone and, like, constantly, like, saying something. And then Danica's, like, leave her alone. It's, like, Danica walks up and is, like, leave them alone. And nobody had, like, nobody in that conversation had told Vegas Sheena to get away.
So remember my conspiracy theory that Danica really just likes Max, so she hates everyone that Max hooks up with?
Oh, my God. I didn't even think about that.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. But whatever. So she goes over to Vegas Sheena, and she's like, you're not even in this conversation. You need to get the hell out. I'm watching you make a fool of yourself. And Vegas Sheena goes, glad you're sitting down watching me, because that's what you should be doing.
Oh my gosh.
I don't really like Megashina.
Response.
I don't really like Megashina, but I do think that she was just kind of drunkenly chilling, you know?
I agree. I think she was like bored and doesn't really know anybody, so it's like girlfriends, and she's drunk, so she's like making friends, but it's like
she's trying to get airtime.
Yeah, it's like we're in the middle of a conversation, so can you just not? But of course, Danica has to butt
camera.
Herself in. Oh yeah.
Yes. So Danica then probably also wants to follow the camera. So they like start yelling at each other. And then Kristen is like, oh no, you don't want to fight in Lisa's restaurant. I've been there and done that. And we get the best flashback of when Kristen yells at Diana with the Vegas girl. And she's like smoking the cig and going fucking nuts. Season 3. Hell
I can't remember. Did Kristen get banned from Surf for a while because of like, her doing
fired,
that
I think
yeah
that's
I guess
she got fired because she still works there and then they called her in because Diana was like I'm your manager and Kristen's like I'm not even working.
Oh crazy Kristen.
Awesome. But we're gonna talk about crazy Danica.
Yeah, a lot of yelling ensues. I guess a little push happened and then because of the push, some wine spills on Lala, and of course, Lala's not having it. And it just...
Right to Vegas Sheena's defense.
Yeah, that which was so weird. I didn't like that either.
It gets to the point that Lisa has to come over and be like, Danica, I think you should leave.
Which I kind of felt bad for Danica about because...
I did too.
Because it's like...
She's not the drunk one.
Yes, and... like, Danica walked away and was talking to Kristen, so it's like, Vegas Sheena then went after her, and that's when all that happened, and like, of course, drunk Vegas Sheena's just smiling, which irritates Danica more, and that's when the pushing and the this, and it kind of sucked how it all went down. Danica should have just never gotten involved.
Agreed, but Danica leaves, and that's the end of Danica. Oh, but Matt was really happy.
Yep, he finally got 86th.
Sick. I remember we had to look up what that meant.
I still don't understand it, but it's fine.
Whatever. So then we get, like, James DJing, and at first I was like, oh my God, look at that girl. Must be Raquel hyping him up right in front. But it was Lala, straight up, right in front of James, jamming. And I was like, I love the friendship.
I know. It's the good old days again.
The best hype woman. Katie's taking a video of James.
I was shocked.
Tina's on a bar.
Right?
Grinding. Oh, I loved it. So then James approaches Randall and apologizes.
All these conversations.
I didn't think it was awkward.
Talking, I thought it was because James was like talking in circles.
Oh, yeah. I think he was nervous, though, because Randall's a big old guy, you know?
And he's sober. Think about it.
And
like, I like to confront people and have maybe one drink in me, so I feel a little more relaxed.
Yeah, and I think James really, really, really values his friendship with Lala. But I think he also knows that if Randall can't forgive him or if he doesn't do this, him and Lala are going to suffer. So I think he's also nervous. True.
Yeah,
oh my
so
God.
It goes well, yeah.
He apologizes, and... Randall, like, immediately is like, dude, we're cool. Don't even worry about it. Lala loves having you in her life. So, like, I really want you to be in our lives, and I want to invite you to the wedding.
I know.
And I was like, oh, my God.
He was like, you know, if she's happy with you, like, I'm happy with you. Like, we would love to have you at the wedding. And I was like, whoa, I didn't expect an invite.
I know. And James even says that, like, even after everything that happened with Randall and with Lala, like, Randall had nothing but, like, positive things to say about James most of the time.
Yeah.
So, man, Randall, amazing.
He sees, like, at the beginning, I mean, everybody had something to say, and I think that made sense. Like, Randall's so much older than Lala, it made sense that everybody had something to say, but now, not only with clear eyes, because he's not drinking, but, like, James finally has reconnected with Lala and can see how happy she is that he knows that this is real and that they actually are happy together.
Yeah. Also, can I say, Randall is the only one that acts his age, because if James apologized to, let's say, Jax, who is about the same age as Randall, Jax would have been like, well, dude, you did all these fucking things wrong, blah, 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 blah. But Randall's like, okay, I'm, like, 20 years older than this kid, He had a drinking problem. He's trying to apologize.
Randall, like, acknowledged that. He was like, you know what? We both know most of that was alcohol. Like, it's all good now. Like, I'm really happy for you.
Oh, my God. And then Raquel goes up to James and everything's all good. And Raquel goes, I'm so freaking attracted to you right now.
I was like, honey, we're public. She was ready to bang him right there.
I've never seen horny Raquel, but I was into it. I loved it.
It was like 5 minutes of her just like, you look so good right now. Like, oh, man.
So good. So I was like, hell yeah. I was hoping that we'd get a sex scene from them. We never see them, like, hook up.
No, we don't need, like, Sheena-type moments.
No, like a Brett-Dana makeout, but for real.
I see what you're saying.
Not on top of a car.
That's true. We really don't see them being, like, intimate at all. No, like, real, like, kissing too much.
They don't have to be because their relationship's stronger than that. No, I don't know. I just want to see it.
I wonder if Raquel feels weird doing that on camera.
Maybe. She's a very sensible person.
Yeah.
You know?
She's the smart one.
I don't know. But then Dana and Stassi are talking about how Max fucked 5 girls in 5 weeks. But then I'm like, why should Dana care?
Yes.
You know?
I think she's just, like, using it to prove her point that, like, he needs to back off and stop yelling at her.
But really quick, we get both the Toms and the wives. I'm going to call Ariana a wife. I don't care if she is or not.
I don't think she
is. They take a shot, and then the Toms are going to kiss in front of their picture.
And it's so cute.
Sandoval's lips are a lot softer than they used to be.
He's a little smoky, you know, a little smoky taste.
Yeah.
Schwartz makes everything so descriptive and weird, but I kind of love it.
It gives me an idea what it would be like to kiss Sandoval.
Yeah, but just a little peck. You wouldn't know if it was smoky.
Oh, you would. If he just took a shot of, like, whiskey or maybe something, you know?
I guess.
And then
a little kiss.
It's like, ooh, that's smoky. I don't know. I'm in. But whatever. Okay, can we, like, bang out this Dana Max thing so fucking fast?
This was
I hate it.
So dumb. You just roll with it, and I'll just grunt and make weird noises.
Okay. So they go talk, and Dana asks Max why he's mad at her. He admits he had feelings, and he was hurt by her making out with Brett.
So dumb.
Max does the thing where he's like, I don't want to really talk to you or hang out to you or whatever. I want to get over you. And then Dana's like, think about all the people in the Hollywood Reporter photo that you've had sex with.
Good. I love that, though. It's like, boom.
I didn't. I was like, what are we talking about?
No, because it's like,
she brought up
the 5 guys or the 5 girls thing again, where it's like, you don't have anything to say to me. To be like, it's not like he's sitting over there, like, pining for her. Like, I think that's what she's trying to say is, like, look at all the people you've hooked up with. Like, why am I the one you're, like, attacking and, like, are upset with?
No. He shouldn't do that. He shouldn't be mad at her, and she should forget about him. Like, I don't even know why this conversation is fucking happening.
I don't think she would normally bring this stuff up. I think she's like, I'm sick and fucking tired of this. You keep making me look like the bad guy, but look at you.
Got it. Max says he felt that Dana and Brett's kiss was spiteful, which I just thought it looked fake. I don't think it was spiteful. I just think it was something.
Do you think Max, like, wanted in on this storyline, or do you think he actually had some feelings?
I think he might actually have some feelings because he would get storylines just working at TomTom.
I agree. Yeah.
Because he's friends with
the Toms. He had plenty of airtime, besides it.
Yeah. And we literally saw him fuck Vegas Sheena, kind of it.
Yeah.
But, like, that's even without the Toms or Dana. So I think Brett can, like, do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think Max can do it. But remember how we, like, didn't see Brett for the first half of the season? So maybe he had something to do with getting a storyline? I don't even fucking know. I don't even fucking care anymore.
Well, the last thing we really get is, let's not forget I hired you here, which I think
she
doesn't even work there anymore. She doesn't work there anymore.
Oh, fuck out, Max. I can't believe you said that. Barf.
Storms off. End scene.
So then Lisa gives a toast and announces that they're expanding. Cheers to new beginnings and the future.
Woo!
Do you want to do the Tom and Jack's talk first or the Witches of WeHo?
Let's do Tom and Jack's.
Okay. So Tom and Jack, so Tom approaches Jack and Brittany and they both congratulate him and Brittany says she like should be super mad at Tom, but she forgives and forgets, which I was like, I don't even know what's happening with this. Tom Sandoval's best thing to happen to fucking all of us. So everyone shut up. So then Jax and Tom decide to talk, and they both agree that at their wit's end, mm-hmm. they have a relationship instead of a friendship.
Yep.
Tom doesn't like that Jax uninvites him to stuff or gets mad at him for missing things, a.k.a. the bachelor party number one.
Which I can't believe
we're still fucking talking about this.
And Jax doesn't understand why Sandoval just can't be his bitch. And he's like, dude, that was 8 months long. I can't do it all.
Sandoval's like, for 8 months, I couldn't have, like, a single disagreement with you. And Jack says, that's part of being a best man. And I was like, you want to talk about sounding like a quote-unquote girl? This is
seriously.
Like, I cannot believe that this man, that's like me in July being like, my birthday's in November, no disagreement. And I understand it's like a wedding, but it's just as fucking stupid.
For a guy, it's not like he did all the planning and was stressed out and, like, had so much going on or, like, you know, like, couldn't focus on his friend's thing. You know, like, I kind of understand, like, if Brittany was like, listen, I'm sorry, I can't make your, like, birthday I can't plan your birthday party because I'm busy planning a wedding. You know, those are the type of excuses that are understandable. But Sandoval says, like, you always have to one-up me. I can't have anything. Like, I was excited about my house, and you have to make it about your wedding.
I know. And then Jack says that something's wrong with him because he was at Home Depot and started crying when buying flowers. And it's like a handicapped person. And Sandoval's like, what the fuck?
I'm so happy he said something. He's like, that's not an excuse. You aren't handicapped. No.
Does he know that, like, actual handicapable people don't cry when they buy flowers at Home Depot?
No.
Like, that is, like, not, I don't
it's
know
so
how
offensive.
This sentence, I don't know how this sentence even came to be.
I don't understand it either. But I think he was trying to say, like,
fucked it up.
I think he's trying to say, like, you, like, there's something wrong with me, so you always have to, like, feel sorry for me. Like, I need more attention because, like, there's something wrong with me.
Does he realize that people with actual, you know, handicaps don't fucking want you to feel sorry for them?
No, I think, okay, so, like, in golf, when you have, like, a handicap, like, you get an extra stroke, like, you just get, like, a pass sometimes, and I think that's what he was trying to say is, like, you should give me a pass, like, give me a handicap.
This is fucking
but
outrageous.
But it came out so wrong. It came out, like, the complete opposite, but I think he was trying to say, like, give me a pass. Like,
I was totally thinking of, like,
no, I agree.
An actual handicapped person. And
that's
I was like,
out.
Oh, my God.
I hope the
editors fuck this up so bad. I hope this wasn't even a sentence. Please, God.
But, like, when I'm, like, reading it and thinking about it, I think he's, like, it's like, one of my, like, kryptonites. Like, you need to just, like, bear with me.
Oh. Oh, my God. I don't even.
Like,
I
fucked up.
This is so horrible either.
Get over it. Yeah. It still isn't acceptable either way. Like, you know, just because it sucks doesn't mean, like, we're all just going to let it go and deal with life and take the high road.
Oh, my God. That sucks. So then, Jack says that friendships don't need to be this much work, which to some extent I'll agree that, like, friendships should be somewhat easy, but if there are actual problems in a friendship and you want to keep this friendship, you should work it out. Like, these two just haven't sat down and, like...
Well, here's the thing. Jack doesn't put in work.
That's true.
Jack doesn't put in work to his friendships. He just... Like, everybody else puts in the work. So now that he is having a hard time, it's like, well, this is weird.
So fucking ridiculous. But Sandoval finally is like, it's been 20 years. I don't know what to do. I need space, or I don't have space for this negativity, and I'm wasting my love on Jax, and he's going to establish some boundaries.
Which I love that because...
I fucking love it.
I am big on boundaries these days because while other people like Jax is doing things to him, like Sandoval's letting this stuff happen. All these people are letting Jax, like, do this. And they kind of like created a monster in a way. They let it go on. And now, yeah, they all need to create boundaries.
Yeah, I agree. And I think he is wasting his love on Jax because Jax has made it very clear that he doesn't have the same love for Sandoval.
Not
he
even
just,
close.
Like, don't even put it there. And Tom's like, I'm not doing this anymore. And then Jax, like, it's his idea. It's like, we should take a break. We should take a break. And I'm like,
and
didn't he
like,
just
yeah.
break up with you? But Sandoval still seems really sad, and I'm like, he's so sensitive. I love
well,
it.
Well, it's because he, like, cares. Like, he actually cares. Jax is just like, this is taking too much energy. I'm done.
Yeah, I barf. Let's go to Witches of WeHo, which was, like, a lot more
another
fun
breakup.
Because we
yeah.
all know what's happening.
Well,
so,
yeah, like, this has been going on all season. There's not much you can yell about anymore.
Yeah. And these people are all, even Crazy Kristen is way more sane than Jack. So it's a lot more sane.
I think this one's, like, a little sadder because it's, like, Kristen says she's been sad all summer. She thought her and Carter would be together forever. And Katie with the piping in. Well, aren't you guys together now?
Katie's such a bitch, and I love it. Okay. But their friendship just hasn't been the same. Stassi doesn't like Kristen's victim mentality about how Stassi and Katie treat her. And Stassi basically says, Witches of WeHo are donezo. Rip. We're done.
Yep. But what I don't like is Katie's like, this is your fault. Like, when you look back on everything,
yeah.
like, just remember, like, you're the one who did this, which I think Kristen has caused a lot of problems, but it's not all of her fault. Like, a friendship is
Katie's
a two-way street. Yeah. I think Katie's a little Jaxy in this moment where she's just like, I don't want to deal with this. I want to forget all about this. I'm blocking all my feelings.
Katie would scare me as a friend. Like, if I had Katie, I'd be very scared of Katie as my friend.
I
like her, but, like, I don't know if I would want...
She doesn't fight fair.
You know, she goes for jugulars, which, like, mm-hmm. I do really like Katie, but I just need, like, a, you know, I would need, an arm's length away. But then Stassi says it's really hard to say bye to Kristen because this is, like, her first friend in L.A., and we get all those
pictures
together.
I love this little montage. Yeah, because they were, like old pictures, like pre-Vanderpump Rules. And
yeah. Oh, it was so sad. And then Stassi says she doesn't know if Kristen will even be at their wedding, which now we know Kristen wasn't invited.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who knows? I guess their wedding's postponed, so maybe a resurrection of the friendship could happen.
True. So then we get that thing. Remember those, like, weird trailers we got at the beginning before the season aired?
Yeah.
You know that it's so time.
Oh, do that again.
I'm a
Give
horrible
us more. Maybe you should do a collab with James and Lala. And Lisa with Lisa had this like voiceover too in it where she's like,
yeah.
I really thought these friendships would last forever. Like, years of friendship just broken.
So then Lisa talks to Jax. Jax is like, I thought, I'm still going to grow old with the Toms. Like, they're my best friends. And I was like, does he know what just happened?
Didn't you just say you wanted a break?
This man's crazy. Lisa's like, are you sure? And he's like, they're my best friends.
Oh,
we're
going to
have kids together. And I was like, what the fuck? They kind of start arguing. And I kid you not, my jaw hit the ground because Jax was like, arguing with Lisa, and he's like, this is why my show is so successful. And Lisa goes, it's not your show, actually.
Put him in his place, Lisa. You're the only one.
And then Jax is like, no, I get that. And Lisa's like, no, you fucking don't. You're not special. We're all going to lose someone at some point. We're all going to lose friends. We're all going to lose parents. Like, you're not special. Get out.
I and love this because you can tell Lisa's even tired of it. Like, Lisa has a lot of sympathy for these people because she, like, she's known them for so long. They're kind of like her kids, so she's, like, willing to go through their battles with them and, like, see it through and talk it through with them. But it's, like, No, you're just being a dick now, Jax. We all have shit going on. I've lost my mother. You've lost your father. Ariana's lost someone. Like, Lala had. Like, get over it. We're all moving on. Like, you are not. You're still the victim.
I just cannot fucking believe that he called Vanderpump Rules his show.
His show. Let's be honest. If it's going to be somebody else's, it's Stassi's. If it's not Lisa's,
show.
It's Stassi's.
Stassi's show. And then it ends with everyone, like a little montage of everyone leaving Tom Tom.
Which was so
not
weird.
All at once, like one at a time.
Not how I thought this season was going to end. Like I kind of wanted a cliffhanger or something.
It was kind of nice though, because like with Corona, we don't know if this is the last season or not.
Well, that's true. I guess it left it in a good way because of Corona, where there was no major cliffhanger or something we're looking forward to, because they're not going
to
film this summer. They're not going
to
film this summer, so it's not like they can be like, Stassi's wedding in like in X amount of months. Like, dude, who knows what any of this stuff's going to be.
I know. This might be the end of Vanderpump.
Do you think
These people make money.
Maybe, okay, so here's the thing. I know with, like, social media and stuff like that, we can kind of see who still hangs out, and it looks like only Brittany, Jax, and Kristen hang out, and then everybody else is together.
Thank God. Fucking God.
So, I don't know. I'm curious, like, what's going to happen.
Well, so I asked for opinions on this episode, and we got one from our other new member, and her name's Elizabeth. And she said the finale was disappointing. She didn't know it was even the finale because that's how disappointing it was. She thinks that we could have gone a lot more into stuff that stirs up the episode, you know? And I was like, yeah, dude, I can get it. What was just about that? And then she writes, there should be, like, half a season after this episode. Like, we all got a little tease of Lisa truly calling out Jax for saying my show, because that's the real delusional reason for his behavior. Max and Dee's storyline finally has a reason to carry on. Such a miss this season. Which I agree. They could have done a different thing with this season.
Yeah, I agree.
And then she says, even the other D just developed a more interesting storyline getting asked to leave by Lisa when she was in the right the whole time. Yeah, dude, fucking Danica. I love that she just calls them both D because I get confused with Dana and Danica all the fucking time.
Is Danica suspended? Like, tell me more.
She wants Katie to admit that she's stoned 98% of the time.
She's hobbies, obviously, and it's getting stoned.
How funny, she has nothing else to do. Remember her crocheting on her couch by herself?
Yeah. This season was just wah-wah for me.
Yeah, whatever. But on the plus side, I went through all of our episodes to get our accepted and pumped. Or accepted and blocked. Do you want to do those for us? I'll add them in and I'll give the totals of what we had.
Yeah, are we going to do like our ones for this episode?
Yeah, let's do the ones for this episode and we'll add it in the total for the season.
Okay, so let's do blocked.
Oh, okay. Do you want to go first? I'm between like three different people.
You know, I'm not going to go the super obvious, which we all know is, like, Jax. I am going to go with Vegas Sheena. I mean, I do love a good drunk girl, but she was just super weird and a little too attention-seeking. It kind of messed with the drama of this episode. It gave some funniness, but I feel like it took away from, like, the serious talk Ariana, Stassi, and, like, Sheena were having, and it just kind of messed with that, like, drama. I wasn't really happy about it.
I'm going to block Brittany specifically because we have blocked Jax so many times this season and Brittany just fucking enables him. And I'm glad that Lisa fucking called her out about it. I'm over Brittany. I fucking hate her. That's it.
End of story. They suck.
I'm going to accept Ariana. I thought she acted so classy this episode. She got her cellulite removed-ish. I don't even know what that spa thing does. her boyfriend slash pretty much husband, got his 1 year. Her partner is doing a 1 year at his restaurant. She confronted Jax. She confronted Stassi. She aired out all her problems. I fucking love her. She is my queen.
She crushed it. I agree. Good. That was a good one.
Thank you.
I'm accepting James because I think he has had the character arc of the season. He had a great talk with his mom. He's been dealing with a lot again. I feel like we touch on just like his backstory problems a little bit, which I kind of enjoy because it's like there's so many aspects to these people's lives that I like that James shares all of his struggles. He's 45 days sober in this episode, released a new song with his BFF Lala, and even cleared the air with her beau, Randall. And he's invited to the wedding.
I love it. And he's going to the wedding.
Gord, the invite, which was supposed to happen in April and didn't.
So I went through all of our episodes, and there were a few that made me laugh. So I forgot that in our second episode, or like the second episode. No. It wasn't our second episode, but it was the second episode of the season that we did. We had two guests with us, Annie and Tim.
Oh my gosh. Yes, I forgot about that.
I fast forwarded to the end and I heard a man's voice and I was like, who? Hi, Tim and Annie.
Huh? Miss you guys.
So I added them in here too. So do you want me to go through all of our, or like, you know, one time accepted?
I just think like totals, like who, maybe who were the like highlights, yeah.
Okay, so I just want to point out that Jax was accepted once, but that was by Tim. Neither one of us did that. So Tim was wrong. Yeah, we kept saying that we thought that we always accepted Ariana, and we really fucking didn't that much. She only has four.
Interesting.
I know.
Including tonight.
Including tonight, she has four. So a lot of people just have ones. Max, Randall, Lance Bass, Beau,
Lance Bass.
Those are our ones. People who got accepted twice were Lisa and Sandoval.
Nice.
People who got accepted who had three times were Lala, Stassi Schwartz, and that's
nice.
It.
Oh, dang, Schwartz was up there.
I know. And then we have our fours, which was Raquel, Katie.
The greatest.
Ariana.
Katie really did great. Nice.
I know. I think that might be, Ariana, Raquel, and Katie. Those were our three fours. And then
Lala started off really strong, but I think went downhill towards the end of the season.
100%. Because she was a three. Did I mention her?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a three. But then we had two that tied for first place with five except, and that was Dana and James with yours for the night. So Dana and James were stars for the season.
They crushed it.
How do you think?
Thoroughly enjoyed watching both of them.
Agreed. So then let's talk about blocks. Who do you think won most overall blocks?
Jax.
He's with seven.
Oh, my God.
has six. Because then we go down to five, which was Sheena. Sheena, I'm so sorry.
Poor girl.
It was fucking mostly me.
It's based on the show. It's based on the show, so.
You're right. It was mostly me. But then Brittany was blocked four times. She's third place. We had Kristen and Danica with three, which is, and Carter. We blocked Carter three different times.
He wasn't even in three episodes, was he?
I don't know. But then Max got blocked twice, along with Charlie and Lala. I know. Charlie, in one of them, you called her No Avocado Pasta Girl, and I just couldn't stop laughing.
God.
And then
I just still can't wrap my mind around that.
It was so funny. But then our one-timers were Sandoval, Raquel, Brett, James, Logan, Schwartz, and Stassi. Oh, and Sheena Clone got blocked twice.
Sheena Clone.
Sheena Clone. Vegas Sheena. But yeah, so.
What a season. Congrats
to Dana and James, and fuck you, Jack.
Fuck you, Jack. The worst.
I think for a reunion, do you want to do, should we do Accepted Black? Should we ask them? Because I can tell you right now, I'm going to hate Jax in the reunion.
See, I don't know. I feel like Accepted in Black isn't fair, but maybe.
It's not. Well,
I guess it depends what is happening.
We'll see how it goes.
With the Zoom reunions, it's so hard.
Yeah.
What's nice is they do get to talk because, like, last Vanderpump reunion was terrible because they all just screamed over each other. Which can't happen because it will be a nightmare on Zoom.
Yeah. Well, for everyone who doesn't know, the reunion is going to be, it's going to be three different parts and it starts June 2nd. So next week we have off. Meredith and
well,
I are going to try and get better
There
sound.
Is an episode. It's like Secrets Revealed. We're deciding not to do a specific episode for this. We'll definitely watch, and if anything's interesting, add it into the first reunion episode.
Yeah, sorry. I forget that exists. Because I watch it every year, and it just doesn't even surprise me.
Yeah. I watched the Summer House one, and it kind of explains, like, some things that happened, but it's not like I learned anything. It just gave me more scenes.
So June 2nd will be the next time we, like, really watch, and June 3rd we'll record. So next week is, like, a freebie. We'll try and work on our sound, everyone, so stop fucking leaving reviews.
Stop dragging us. We get it. We're new
at
this.
We get 3 weeks of reunion.
Heck yeah. I'm
so
happy.
I fucking hate it.
What?
Oh, I hate it.
That tells me there is enough content via a Zoom reunion.
I guess that's true. I hope he breaks it up. Like, I hope he only allows certain people in the Zoom room when needed. So, like, Jack can't just butt in about whatever.
The way Paige and Hannah from Summer House, they do, like, this thing called Giggly Squad. It's, like, the Instagram Live. They do it every Wednesday or every night at, like, 10 p.m., and they were explaining how it worked and that everybody was on it all at once, but you, like, whenever, like, viewers watched it, sometimes you only see certain people, and that's just because they, like, kind of cropped everybody else out if they weren't talking.
Which makes sense. Okay.
So they'll all be on it out all at the same time. I'm sure, like, side characters like Randall may come in for a hot second, but everybody who, like, starts at the beginning, they're all on one call together.
Cool. Okay. Well, this was a season. I'm so fucking excited to go back to season one. Like, I cannot explain.
Yes. Everybody, we're starting over. We're going to rewatch all the seasons and record once we figure out how to record better.
So you're going to get do you think our opinions will change with now knowing what we know?
I've been wondering that.
I remember when I thought of them through the years, so I'll definitely give those opinions. But
yeah,
people need to know where I stand now, and they
do if they
listen to this.
Like, we know the character arc of, like, Katie, so it's like, I feel like we won't have as much hate as we did then.
Yeah, that's
true. Like, for Tequila Katie.
Okay, well, I'm excited to watch them grow up in front of my eyes again, because that was such a fun time.
We can go back to, now that we've seen all their friendships break up, let's go back to when all their friendships were real.
Well, I want back what made Vanderpump perfect. I want the surf photo shoot in Lisa's pool and everyone naked. Mm-hmm. And I want Peter yelling at everyone. And I want Vegas for Stassi's birthday.
People
who
are actually working there because they need the money.
I want Kristen cheating on Sandoval. And I want Sandoval cheating on Kristen.
I want their aspiring music and acting careers whenever they were real.
Do you remember when Kristen made a resume? That was the best.
Well, After the reunions, yeah, we'll see you for season one.
Yeah, everyone stay safe during quarantine. Thank you for listening. We love you. I feel so loved, even though it's just you.
I agree. This has been a really fun experience. It keeps us together.
We had Facebook feedback this week, so I felt really loved.
We appreciated all the feedback. Yes. We loved it. It was fun.
Yeah.
Great, great recording with a bad episode.
Oh, well, we will record another episode in 2 weeks.
Whoop, whoop.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, guys.